Hey you guys, welcome back. It's your girl Brianna Bell. God is saying you will have help, right? You remember the last word we talked the last word where I talked about the burden of God and the assignment that God has for you, and it feels like you have to do all this by yourself and all that, right? Okay, God is saying he is sending help. Also, if you heard in my last word, what I was saying was that it's not us looking for help and trying to recruit people to partner with us, because that is not it. God is going to, just like he's sending you to do this for him, he is sending people to you with the same goal. Or even if they don't have the same goal and understanding of like conquering that assignment that you have, they're still going to bring help. They're going to help you some way, somehow. So in Nehemiah chapter 2, I'll start at verse 16 to 20. It says, the city officials did not know I had been out there or what I was doing, for I had not yet said anything to anyone about my plans. I had not yet spoken to the Jewish leaders, the priests, the nobles, the officials, or anyone else in the administration. But now I said to them, you know very well what trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins and its gates have been destroyed by fire. Let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and end this disgrace. Then I told them about how the gracious hand of God had been on me and about my conversations with the king. They replied, yes, let's rebuild the wall. So they began the good work. But then Sanballat, Tobiah, and G, the Arab heard of our plan. They scoffed contemptuously. What are you doing? Are you rebelling against the king? They said. I replied, the God of heavens will help us succeed. We, his servants, will start rebuilding his wall. But you have no share, legal right, or historic claim in Jerusalem. Amen. Nehemiah shut it down. So after reading that, obviously it sounds very contradicting to what I said, because Nehemiah actually went to the people and said, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is what we got to do. All right. I completely get that. But when I was reading this, okay, Holy Spirit was saying to me that that's not, well, okay, I'm gonna just tell y'all exactly what he said. I ain't even gonna try to, you know, change it up. When I was reading, the Lord said, I am sending the help. That's what I heard. I am sending the help, right? So God is saying he's going to be sending you new friends and new family members. Like, it's crazy because I felt like the season we just came out of was a lot of breakups. It was a lot of exposure. It was a lot of endings. It was a lot of endings. It was a lot of grieving, right? And so you might feel, because this even goes down to family. For some reason, we think that if history, you've been around with someone for so long, they got to stay forever. Or you are blood related to this person or married into the family, so it has to be this way. God said, absolutely not. Hold on one second. Let me show y'all the scripture. I think y'all already know what I'm talking about. Matthew 12, verse 46-50, it says, while Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you. 48, he replied to him, who is my mother and who are my brothers? Pointing to his disciple, he said, here are my mother and brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. That's your family. God is like severing some stuff, okay? That's your family. Some of us, all right, I feel Holy Spirit. I'm going to just go ahead and say it. You've been let down over and over and over again by blood-related people. They have They've been coming in competition with you. They've been gossiping. They've been putting you down, right? They've been trying to lead you the other way. They have been mocking you. It's just a lot of persecution. And you're trying to love up on these people. You're trying to do the will of God. But Holy Spirit is saying a prophet is not welcome in their home, meaning these people are not going to see you differently. This is a hard truth, okay? This is a hard truth, and I got to get back to what God was saying. But the Lord was showing me, like, Bree, you look, I've tasted the Lord and I know He's good. And so I try to offer my plate to other people, like, here, taste God and see for yourself. And the Lord was like, Bree, you're going to keep getting yourself frustrated because what you're trying to do, they're not going to receive from you because they still see you as the 16-year-old that got pregnant, though. They still see you as that rebellious teenager that kept sneaking out the house, right? Having sex early, okay? Doing all that stuff. You didn't go to college, you didn't finish college, you didn't finish nursing school. Like, this is how they see you, right? They see you in the ways that how you used to be. You had a temper, you clap back, all that. Like, you just, that's how they see you. Yeah, they see you now. They see that you've changed and all that, but it's like it's hard to receive when they know about your past. But God is saying it doesn't matter because that God has put in you, that's for other people. Don't give up on them in the sense that, oh, they just ain't gonna never make it, they ain't gonna never know Christ and yada yada. Like, you don't have to do that. It's like write them off. What it is whatever it is, that seed that you planted in them, God's gonna send somebody else to water it. That's not your responsibility. Right? Their timing, their testimony, their journey with God, that's theirs, just like you had yours. So it might be a time for separation. God's really been working on me with this because I'm always quick. Let me correct that. I was always quick to block folks. I will cut you off so quickly, block you, not talk to you. Like, you're dead to me. That person would be dead to me. Okay, I got too good at that, and God was like, "Yeah." Now, in hindsight, I messed up a lot of relationships that I should have never handled them the way that I did. I thought I was doing God's service. I thought I was doing the will. God said, "No." I was definitely responding from trauma. I was re responding to trauma because I didn't want to get hurt again. It's like, okay, look, you don't see what it is. You want to act funny and you want to be petty. I didn't have the love of God yet. I just knew how to protect myself and I was being very religious. Like, but now that I have the love of God, I can extend that grace, but also the balance. And I ain't gonna lie, y'all, this part is hard. The balance of I'm gonna still love you like Christ, but then I'm gonna keep you at bay. I never knew how to do that because I felt like if we're talking and we're communicating and you're supposed to be at whatever to me, then that means you're supposed to be all in my mix. You're supposed to know everything about me. I'm supposed to know everything about you. I just forever make covenants with so many different people instead of just being a blessing, just being who I need to be. Except, look, y'all, this is a whole nother word. Instead of being, look, it doesn't always have to be the give or take, right? It's like recognizing who is who in your life. If I've always had this mindset, if I'm your friend, you are expected to be my friend. But I've got into this place where God has taught me how to be their friend. I'll be your friend, even though you're not mine. I'll be your whatever, even though you're not that for me. It's selfless, right? But it's still setting boundaries. It's not even just the fact that I don't have these expectations. It's just I'm not about to let you all in my mix, right? And so, why was I saying all that? I don't even know why I was saying all that, but hey, y'all take it. Take whatever you got from it. But yeah, so God was just telling me, like, oh yeah, so the prophet, they're not welcome in their own home. Oh yeah. So that's why we were looking for these people to help us. But God is like, they don't see it the way you do. They just don't understand. They're not with it. So whatever. In this season with us having to sever ties, it is really just expectations. Like letting go of the expectation. Like, you are my brother, I expected you to do this. You're my sister, I expect you to do this. You are my best friend from 15, 10 years ago. I expect you to do this. No. God is sending you new people because look, you are a new person. Throughout this whole journey, you have been evolving. You are so different now. Y'all really don't have that much in common anymore. And it's sad. It's so sad. Like y'all be sitting up there trying to talk or have conversations and catch up. But it's like y'all don't even have anything to talk about anymore. But all you know is you're familiar with this person and you're just so used to them being there. You're so used to calling them. You're so used to coming through for them. Y'all so used to going out and hanging out and do like you're used to that. But God is like, it's different now. But with that, whenever God takes something away, whenever God closes a door, it's because he's opening another one for you. God is sending you new friends and family, and these people, maybe they're not going to actually do the task like you, but God said they're going to make the load easier. They're going to help you. There, people are coming with helping hands. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. So Holy Spirit is saying, because you have changed so much, the Lord says you are ready. I know you're not going to win. You're not going to bleed on these folks because you've healed. There's not going to be trauma bonds because you're healed. There's not going to be idolatry because you're healed. So now he can send these healthy people in your life who are going to help you get to the next level. I see people offering financial help. Yes, living assistance, even childcare. Thank you, Lord. I'm gonna take that one for myself. Okay. Even childcare. God is saying you're gonna have people coming who are just offering like, hey, and it's gonna be such a healthy help. This is gonna be God. You know it's gonna be God because these people aren't gonna be expecting anything back from you. What you're used to is when you do something for somebody, when someone does something for you, you're in debt. You're always in debt, even when they say it's out of love or whatever. There's always, you just know in the spirit, right? The spirit ain't never lie. Everything that's in the spirit is more real than what we see and what's being said in the flesh. So they can say, oh yeah, girl, no problem. I got you anytime. Whole time they know, okay, I'm gonna remember that. We're gonna keep that tab open. Because when I need a favor, you can't say no. It's that feeling. It's that knowing. But God said with this, it's going to be pure love. What you've been giving, because this is how you are, right? This is how you are. And so God is like, I'm sending help and you are going to know it's from me. Amen. God said, all of this stripping was to make room. I said that before in my other word, right? God is making room. So it was like the example that God gave us, right? We're in this empty room. We got rid of all of our old furniture. It's all naked and cold and bare. Yes, the room's echoing. And no one likes that. But God was like, just give me a minute. Like, I'm sending what you need. I'm sending what you need, right? So God said, in this time, though, expect the parasites to come back. All right. So really the note was what I really wanted y'all to take. The word that God wanted you to take is that you're going to have help. God is sending the help. But this is the warning. This is the stay alert. Just a heads up. Pay attention to the people that want to pop up. The people who are being oddly, they're being nice, but it's odd because it's like all of a sudden it's the switch up. Do not let the enemy lie to you and say, this is Saul to Paul. No, 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 no. This is not that. The people from your past, listen, if they didn't change within that last season and now you're in this new season, okay, chances are they're not supposed to be there. What's going to happen is these people from the past are going to sense that you are moving on. They sense that your blessing is coming. They sense that you are being promoted or something great is about to happen in your life and they want a part of it. Whether they want to be a part of it or they don't want to be left behind. Or, shoot, if it's the devil, right? They want to squander it. Whether it be distracting, destroying, whatever, God is saying they cannot come. And this is so convicting to me. God says, stop talking to them. So it's somebody that you already know in your heart, you don't have feelings for them like that. You ain't rocking with them like that or nothing, but you just being nice. Right now it's like, God, you already know how I feel, but I'm going to just be nice. God says, stop talking to them. Stop talking to them. I don't know why, because even with me, I'm thinking like, well, what's the harm in that? But the Lord knows. Stop talking to them. I also hear God saying, stop helping them. That is not your responsibility. Sometimes I think we think, because people will guilt trip us because we have such big hearts. Like, you're supposed to be a Christian. I am a Christian, but I'm not God. I'm not expected to help you. You know you are not called to help every single person. Do you know that? There's nowhere in the Bible that it said that you have to help every single person who come to you. It does not say that. If it does, somebody tell me. Tell me, show me. Because you need to ask God. And the reason why I know that's a fact is because there was a season where I was dry, like poor, poor, poor. Poor, poor, poor. Okay? Poor. Poor as in I had to go to food banks. Right? Poor as in I didn't even have money to get my kids wore the same clothes they wore the semester before. And I was so glad they were going to a different school because nobody knew. Poor, poor. Didn't have enough to, like, I had to stretch. My baby had to wear his diapers until they were super saggy. Like, of course I would change if he, you know, took a poop, but if he just peed, oh, we gonna keep go. You just gonna stay on there. We're going to put the diaper rash cream. We're going to put the Vaseline or the baby powder to make it last. Like that poor. And do you know, God told me I could not ask anybody for help. So I prayed and I said, well, maybe somebody will send me help. No. Mm-mm. It was a suffering. And in that suffering, it just showed me that God was my provider because it was a structure, the way that God taught me how to pray for things that I needed. And it wasn't, and the crazy thing is, it wasn't even me looking to my husband. It was me going to God. I had to learn that God is my provider. I had to stop praying for money and pray for the things that I needed. Because God could send it to me in any kind of way. So when I was in Texas or whatever, I'm over here like, Lord, I need money so I could buy food. God says, stop praying like that and just tell me, just pray that you need food. Just pray for what you need. I pray for what I need and I got food stamps. That's not money. So you don't know how. And then another thing I prayed and then I got a text message and I found out about food banks and stuff like that. That's not money, but I still have food. You see what I mean? I prayed for, what was that? I needed something for my car. I said, God, we need money. I needed an oil change or something like that. My husband came across the, in the mail, we had this, like a Jiffy Lube or whatever, coupon. Get this free, do this. And the oil thing was free or something like that. That wasn't money. You see what I mean? So God had to teach me that. So I know you are not supposed to help every person who asks for help because you don't know what God is doing. It could be judgment or it could be a teaching. It could be both. And you are not you're not supposed to interfere with that. So when God says that, do not ever let nobody make you feel guilty. That is the devil for sure. Right? You could be taking somebody's testimony. You could be stealing somebody, you know, revelation of meeting God in a different way. Because I didn't know God as my provider until that season. And that season was hard. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Holy Spirit is saying, stop helping them. Stop talking to them. They might make you feel guilty because like you, why are you doing this and that, doing this and that? God was like, look, that was last season. You cannot. Oh gosh, this is so convicting. You can't keep entertaining these folks because God has more for you. God's not giving you that till you let that thing go. Thing, person, is even mindsets, right? It's the same thing. It wasn't until we stop idolizing money before God gives us money. It's the same thing. God says, what is that? What is that, that scripture? New wine for new wineskin. It's all about to be new. Everything has to be new. So it's just letting those relationships just die. Just let those relationships die. So right now, God, I pray that you give us peace and being obedient with you. I pray that you deliver us from guilt. In Jesus' name. Amen. I hear Holy Spirit saying this is not even your burden to carry. Sometimes people can't even go to God because they keep going to you. That was me. I was so quick to call people. And when God had like a season, or like when I really, really needed somebody to call, and I would call them and they wouldn't answer, and I would just be crying, and I was forced to go to God. That's before I was quick to go to God. So again, like, just, it goes both ways. You are not God, right? So anyway, so that's what the Lord is saying. Stop talking to them. Expect them to come up, or expect them to linger. Expect them, they're going to try to tie, like what I see, they're going to try to retie their souls with you in some way. It doesn't mean sex, right? It just can be talking to you all the time. It can be, this is a good one. People would always try to have an issue. They'll find a problem was going on in their life, because I like to fix problems and be there for people. And so they will always tell me like there's a problem, and I will always feel like I gotta help them. And so it was always a way to get me back, like ensnared, where I felt like I had to be there until the problem was solved. If that makes sense, right? All right. And so God is saying, also, expect haters. All right, in this time, people are going to be feeling kind of salty that they can't come with you. So the vision that God gave me was like levels. And this is no shade or nothing, but I'm a visual person, and this is how it makes sense to me. So we were at the bottom, right? At the bottom is ghetto, is stank, is like, is given idolatry and bondage, okay, down there. And then God levels you up, like you move into a different room. Now that you're in a different room, it's a little bit lighter, it's not as crowded, you know, these people aren't as bad. And so it's just every time you heal and get better, God takes you to a different room. Okay, and so the people who, the room you left, because they can't go to the room that you're in, of course, some people, they're not going to feel happy for you. But that is the sign that they're not healed. That is the sign. That is the confirmation. Who would be upset because you're leveling up? I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care who I'm friends with. If someone were to tell me like, hey, Bree, like, girl, God is sending me off, like I can't talk to you like I used to, I have no problem with that. Why would I get mad at somebody who doesn't want to talk to me no more? We are grown. Anybody who does not understand, anybody who has a problem that you don't feel like talking to them, or you don't have time to talk to them no more because you got stuff to do, and their response is negative or sarcastic, that's still negative, right? No. That is your confirmation. That should never send you to feel guilty. That should be like, yeah, I'm doing the right thing. I'm definitely on the right path. I can hear from God. That's how you need to be. I can definitely hear from God. Because that is ridiculous. That is ridiculous, okay? I don't want to be friends with anybody who got rejection issues, low self-esteem, entitlement issues, or any of that, or just unhealthy soul ties. Like, no. When we walk in kingdom, we understand that God changes the seasons, and maybe we gonna be cool forever. Maybe we just gonna be cool for a couple of months, a couple of weeks, or it was just to get this, you know, we connected just so you could step up, that I could step up. We both got something from each other. Or maybe I was just supposed to help you. Okay. That's great. Move on. Do the will of God. That's how it's supposed to be. Even Jesus, right? The Holy Spirit will lead Jesus away from people sometimes. Isolation and all. Like, There's nothing wrong with that. So I keep explaining myself because I really want you to understand. And I know for me it was hard. But anyway, so expect people to be hating on you. Expect them to belittle you. Okay? God said they don't matter. They do not matter. And sometimes in my mind, I be thinking, like, when people be acting funny with me, sometimes in my head, I be like, and this is why I understand why you where you are. And people don't know that. The way they be acting, it's because of their heart. What's in your heart? That explains to me why you in the warfare that you in. This is no Job moment. This is not a Job moment. This is because you still got issues. Like, you still need prayer. You still need to give God your problem. Like, so many people just still be bitter. And the thing is this, I'm not judging. Reason why I'm not judging, because God showed me literally yesterday. I was, okay, I'm gonna go for it. So how many minutes? Maybe 25 minutes. I'm gonna wrap it up. I'm not judging because God showed me, I thought I was good. Okay. I thought I was good. I'm ready. It's not me. Right. And then the Lord told me, like, you are angry. You're angry. That's why, because you are complaining so much. You keep complaining about these people. It's these two people, like, just, ugh, right? God's like, you're angry. I prayed for them because I was like, Lord, I didn't pray for these people. I forgave them. I did all this, and stuff keeps happening. And so when stuff keeps happening, it keeps making me mad. Like, it keeps making me angry. And so Lord was like, you have not given me your anger. So that righteous anger then turned into anger. Like, it's not righteous anymore. Now I'm just like, I'm over this person. I don't like this person and all this other are people. And so God was like, you need to give me that, because that's what's holding you back. Right? And in that, it's deep, y'all. I don't know if y'all ready for that, but I'm just telling you, in the spirit, when you got those issues in your heart, you block so many blessings. You do. You block blessings, and then you give the enemy legal rights to do stuff. I'm not trying to be religious. I'm telling you, the enemy don't play fair. The enemy's always looking for you to get to be offended, to be mad and all that. Because when you stay like that, the enemy gets to play around and do stuff. Because he's going to keep holding that against you. Well, she's still mad and such. She ain't really forgave. Because look, and it is work. It is work being a Christian. It's work to have to forgive folks. It's not just always just saying, I forgive you. It's literally letting that thing go in your heart. Letting it go. Because this is how God showed me. When you really forgive somebody, is letting go of the offense, right? It's I forgot the term. But it's almost like you don't even count it. It's like, oh, it's cool. That's your response. Like, granted, it's not cool, right? When someone does something, it should be, okay, I see how you're moving. I'm going to use wisdom, and I'm going to keep you here now, right? I'm going to set boundaries, right? By being wise. But it doesn't mean I'm going to hold a grudge against you. Because, so for me, the grudge was, I haven't seen you suffer yet. Which meant I still got a problem. I still got a problem with you, right? God wanted to be like, it needs to seem like, maybe it's not, okay, I don't know if I'm making sense. It should come off as like, it's cool. It's like when someone bumps into you, right? By mistake, and we forgive folks. So we be like, oh, it's cool, don't worry about it. But that's how God wants you to forgive people. It's cool, don't worry about it. Because now you're not holding anything over them. It's not you keeping this person bound in your heart, because I'm not letting this go until I see justice and vengeance. And God does not want your heart like that. So when you operate like that, you literally be in, you in your own way. You are in your own way. And so sometimes when I see people, that's why I said I'm not judging, because God just showed me this last night that I was like that. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I had to repent, because I was blinded to myself. Our hearts are so wicked, deceitfully. We think we good and we're not. This is why you have to let God show you yourself instead of you looking, right? Because look, here it is. I was so offended and hurt and angry. That was how I was seeing things. So because I was hurt and angry and all that, I felt like my feelings were justified. But I was so mean. I was being so mean. I was telling the truth, but never in love. But I was like, in my head, I was like, I'm not wrong. And I didn't know why I was going through what I was going through. I was like, Lord, what did I do? God was like, boom. I was like, oh. And look, you don't get mad when God show you yourself. You don't justify your sin when God show you yourself. You don't say, okay, well, they did this though. You take it for what it is and you don't worry about them. Because like I said, whatever these people are doing, the grudges they holding and all that, hey, people hurt themselves. You don't hurt other people. We all hurt ourselves when we are being, you know, when we hold on to stuff. I mean, yeah, we may take lashes and do things to offend people, but for the most part, anything that you hold it on to inwardly, you're just rotting inside. You and then you're just preventing yourself from going, like I said, to the next room. So there's so many people who are blinded as to why they have not leveled up. It's because what's in your heart. You need to clean all that gunk out. And I'm not going to lie, being that Christian, the real one that really does the work and not just says it. Because we think, I said I forgave them. Why am I still here? Because you are still holding it in your heart. You've not forgiven them in your heart. It's just words at this point. It's just words. I could go on and on about this. So I'm going to just end that right there. And just say, some of us need to do a heart check. And after you do that, after God shows you what's in your heart, don't run from it. God does not condemn you. So it's not you feeling like defeated. But if you feel a little cut, you know, it hurt a little bit. Like, ooh, conviction is different than condemnation, right? It's not that, oh, this is it. This is who you are. You're a bad person. It's, look, this is what this, God says. The conviction, right, is God saying, this is what's wrong. I just need you to fix that. This is what's wrong. I just need you to stop. This is what's wrong. I just need you to change your mind and just say no. And it really is that easy. It really is and it's not. Because it is and it's not. All right. Because when God showed me, I think it's with practice, because when God showed me the anger, even though I felt like I was righteous, I did see that I was being kind of like nasty and bitter and I was hurting somebody. So then I started tearing them down based on what I was feeling because of my anger. And I was not being a vessel of the Lord. I was being a vessel for the enemy. I was literally tearing this person down. And so I had to repent and I had to go back and say sorry to this person and expect nothing. That's the maturity, to go back and apologize for what you did and don't expect them to acknowledge their part. Don't expect them to even admit their wrongs or anything or even apologize to you back. Right? Is that used to piss me off. Like, people not acknowledge, like, why I apologize and you're not going to apologize? Or if I apologize and then they only apologize because I apologize, like, I couldn't stand that. But it comes down to, it's not even about them. I'm trying to get all that God has for me. I'm trying to make my Abba happy. That's all I care about. Where they are, how they feel, what, that's between them and the Lord. That literally has nothing to do with you. Okay? So, I think that's it. We 33 minutes in. I love y'all so much. You guys be blessed. I thank y'all so much for y'all patience. Like, I really been trying to get these words out, but it's just, it's been a lot. It's been a lot. I just say, like, if y'all could keep me in prayer just when it comes to getting stuff done, I would appreciate that so much, because I am trying. And it's just like what I said in my other word, I just gotta go at God's pace. I can only do what I can do. I can only do what I can do. So that's it. I love y'all. You guys be blessed. I'll catch y'all in the next video. I mean, the podcast. Bye.